So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara mentioned the machlokes regarding chuppah that precedes a prohibited bia, whether it disqualifies a bas kohen from eating truma. Rav Amar yesh chuppah lepsulis. Rav says that a chuppah for an invalid marriage disqualifies her from eating truma. Shmuel Amar ein chuppah lepsulis. Shmuel says a chuppah alone does not disqualify her from eating truma. The Gemara suggests that this machlekes of Rav Shmuel is dependent on the previously mentioned machlekes of Reb Meir and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon regarding Mishtameres Labi Psula. L'Reb Meir d'Amar Kedushin Pasli Chupanamen Pasla. According to Reb Meir, who says that Kedushin that precedes a prohibited bia disqualifies her, a chuppah will disqualify her as well. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon d'Amar Kedushin Lay Pasli Chuppah Lay Pasla. According to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, who say that Kedushin does not disqualify her, Chuppah does not disqualify her either. However, the Gemara makes a distinction between these machlekes. Dilmad kan lo kam Reb Meir hasam el b'kedushin dekani la. Perhaps Reb Meir was only stringent in the case of kedushin, which has the power to acquire a wife. Therefore, it can disqualify her from eating truma. Aba chuppah de loy kani la loy. However, chuppah does not have the power to acquire a wife without kedushin. Therefore, it cannot disqualify her from eating truma. Or Inami ad kan lekam Reb Elazar Reb Shimon hasam el b'kedushin delay kriva lebiya. Perhaps Reb Elazar Reb Shimon were only lenient in the case of kedushin, which does not directly precede bia. Av chuppah the kriva lebiya hachinami de pasla. However, chuppah, which is closer to bia, will disqualify her from eating truma. The Gemara then says that the machlekes of Rav Shmuel is dependent on another machlekes mentioned in the Braisa. The Tanya, nisu zu v'zu. This is a case of a kohen who married two wives. One was legitimate and one was illegitimate. He performed chuppah with them without performing bia. Tanakhama says that although they already performed chuppah, they are still permitted to eat truma. Therefore, it is obvious that the Tanakhama holds in chuppah lepsulis. However, b'shmol b'noi shabriyichim and b'reiko imer, Kol shebiyasa machilasa, chuppasa machilasa. Shmuel says that only in the case where a legitimate bia would empower her to eat truma, can the preceding chuppah empower her as well. V'chashein biyasa machilasa, in chuppah machilasa. However, in the case of a prohibited bia, which would disqualify her from eating truma, the preceding chuppah will disqualify her as well. Obviously, Rabbi Shmuel holds, yesh chuppah lepsulis. The Gemara makes a distinction between this machlekes as well. Perhaps Rabbi Shmuel holds like Reb Meir, that even Kedushin disqualifies her. Therefore, in this case, she was already disqualified from the time of Kedushin. The Gemara continues in supporting Rav that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulis from a Mishnah. The halacha is that a woman is considered a Saita after Kinu Vistira when her husband warned her not to be secluded with another man. If there are witnesses that they were secluded, she is brought to Beis Din, where she must attest under oath that she did not transgress the Isser Eishas Ish, and she subsequently drinks the Meisaita. The Mishnah says, Amen Shaloi Satisi Arusa V'Nesua Shemeres Yavim Ukenusa. She attests that she did not transgress while she was an Arusa, having received Kedushin, and while she was married, awaiting Yibum and following Yibum. The Gemara asks, Hai Arusa Heichadami, what is the case of Arusa? It cannot be referring to a case where she was warned while she was in Arusa and was brought to drink Mei Saita while she was still in Arusa, because Arusa b'shemeres yavim lo yishayis. The Mishnah clearly says that an Arusa does not drink Mei Saita. El dekani lo kishi Arusa v'istartra v'kamashka lo kishi nesua. It also cannot be referring to a case where she was warned and secluded while in Arusa and brought to drink after she had been married with Bia, because umi bodke la maya? In such a case, the mei saita would not be effective. But na'an v'niko ish me'ovayn, v'zman she'ish menuk me'ovayn ha'mayim bodke nishtoy. Eino ish menuk me'ovayn, ein ha'mayim bodke nishtoy. The mei saita are effective only if the husband is free of sin, but will not be effective if he transgressed an isra by performing Bia with her after the stira. Therefore, we must say, Al dekani lo kishi arusa ve'istatra ve'nichnas al-chuppah b'loy nivala. Must be referring to a case where she was warned and secluded while she was in arusa, and then performed chuppah without bia. The scenario meets both above-mentioned requirements. he is menuka mi'avon since he did not perform bia, and she is shaisa because she's now in the sua based on the chuppah. And this brisa supports Rav that a chuppah that precedes a prohibited bia is still considered a legitimate chuppah. However, the Gemara raises a problem with this scenario as well, because a brisa derives from the pasuk v'yitin ishbach es shechavto mibalde ishach, misha kod meshchives ba laboyel, v'loisha kod meshchives boyel labal. The meisoit is only effective when her husband's bia preceded the stranger's bia, but is not effective when the stranger's bia preceded the husband's bia, as in this last scenario. The Gemara answers, Amar Rami bar Chama, Meshkachas lo kugun shebo la arusa beveis avia. It would be possible in the case where her husband performed bia shalei l'shem ishus after the kedushin, which does not accomplish nesuin. This was followed by stira as an arusa, followed by chuppah, and no bia. This scenario meets all three above mentioned requirements. It is kod meshchives ba'al l'boil, he is menuka me'avain since he did not do bia after the stira. She is shaisa because she's now in the suah based on the chuppah. Ushma menor yesh chuppah l'psulis. This braisa supports Rav that a chuppah that precedes a prohibited bia is still considered a legitimate chuppah. After some discussion, the Gemara offers two other explanations of the braisa, according to which there is no support of Rav, because the braisa is not speaking of a case of chuppah without bia, but rather of chuppah with bia, which certainly makes her in the suah. Regarding the above-mentioned requirements, Rav Papa answers that our braisa holds like another braisa, which states, Ein mikanan lo la'arusa la'hashkoysa keshi arusa. A husband cannot want an arusa for her to drink while she's in arusa. Av mikanan oysa la'hashkoysa keshi nesua. However, his warning as arusa will be effective to cause her to drink when she becomes in the suah. According to Rashi's explanation, the braisa holds that we do not require kod meshchives ba'al l'boil. We also do not require menukumi oven, and she is shaisa because she's now in the suah based on the chuppah with bia. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Ali Dei Gilgal. Rav Nachman says that the Mishnah is referring to a case where the kinu stira were after she was already married, where all requirements are certainly met. However, based on the halacha of Gilgal Shvua, since she must provide a shvua that she did not sin while in the suah, she must also provide a shvua that she did not sin while in the arusa. The Gemara continues to discuss the machlokes in the Mishnah. Lira Meir, Mishtameris Labiya Basula Deiraisa Loi Achla, Lir Belazar Reb Shimon, Mishtameris Labiya Basula Deiraisa Achla. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Asa Bo Maimer Biyavimtoi Divrei HaKol Achla. If one brother gave Maimer to Yavama, even Lira Meir agrees that she continues to eat Truma through her father. Although she is not allowed to perform Yibum with the other brothers, she is now considered Mishtameris Labiya Basula, anticipating a prohibited bia, because the Isser bia of the brothers is only midrabanan. Yesh lo ach chalol, divrei hakol, ein oicheles. But if one of the other brothers is an illegitimate kohen, even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agree that she is disqualified from eating truma, because she anticipates a bia which will disqualify her midiraisa. Plus, the chalol is ein lo lahacha b'makam acher. However, lo nechleku ele shenosen lo get. There is a machlekes in the case where one brother gave the Yavama a get. Rabbi Yechanan says that she continues to eat even according to Reb Meir, because he was only stringent in the case where the bia is asim d'iraisa. However, in a get given to Yavama, the bia is only asim d'rabanan. Therefore, she is not disqualified from eating truma. Shlakish says that she is disqualified from eating even according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, because Hanamili the Yesh Lalahacha b'makam acher. Habalhacha kibin the Ein Lalahacha b'makam acher lai. They were only lenient with Kedushin, which can empower a wife to eat Truma. But a get, which cannot empower a wife to eat, disqualifies her from eating.